length of the yard, then drags it over to the crates. After turning the water on full blast, he aims the nozzle straight up. Not one drop hits the ladybugs. A few moments later, he throws down the hose and heads to the stack of crates. I hold my breath, hoping he'll spray the ladybugs. But he leaves the hose on the ground, and the water runs onto the grass, disappearing. Then he kicks one of the crates, causing it to thump to the ground. He kicks it over and over again like a soccer ball. It's the first time I've ever seen him angry. He didn't even get mad when Kate punched him in the mouth. A moment later, he returns the crate to the stack, turns off the hose, and goes back inside. It's the day before the funeral. I haven't left my house in 3 days. Like Zachary, I watch the world from my window. Billy and Mr. McKnight leave for the cotton fields each morning, but Cal and Kate stay home with their mom. I haven't seen Mrs. McKnight since that day the men came. The wind has stripped away most of the petals on her roses, and the few blooms that remain are faded. It seems like our town has closed down these days leading up to the funeral. Old people still sit on their porches and talk, but their conversations aren't spreading.